Dennis Junior High School. And there will
good
be Hank
Tucker morning to the wind ensemble from Hopkins and your conductor, Mr. Conway. I'm looking forward to hearing this set. I interacted with you a little bit on Markowski and the Holtgren, but that was a long, 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 long time ago. And I'm looking forward to hearing Frank Erickson's Toccata for Band and seeing how this program is coming along. Good. So the bass drum's too strong, too strong. If the bass drum is louder than the pitch set of the people who are playing that same rhythm, then we need to make sure that we can hear the pitch set. The bass drum needs to make a sound that feels like it's a contra octave below the lowest sound, and it's too focused and too bright. Only mezzo forte. Frank Erickson actually writes the bass drum a dynamic level softer than everybody else in the ensemble. Good. So the people playing the chords, bah, 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 a little more length on that. That'll help to separate the sound from the bass drum a little bit. I love the way that you floated nine. Very, very nice. Trumpets, that's outstanding work. But we need a little bit more French horn euphonium sound underneath that to match the brilliance of the trumpet sounds. Stay a little bit longer, yo ti da ya da 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 da. Stay a little longer on that first 16th note, and then be careful not to make the note louder. Da 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 da. Right, keep it moving forward. And one of the things we have to be careful of is not to emphasize so much the rhythmic aspect of the music between 62, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Right, di da. Da, 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 right? There's a chord progression that goes there, and we want to hear the chord progression. Let the percussionist in the band emphasize the percussive or rhythmic aspects of that, and make sure that we're emphasizing the tonal aspects of it. Good, that's nice, and that was a very nice transition there to that downbeat. Horns, it doesn't need to be that loud. We hear you just fine. Yeah, be careful about pushing out la da 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 da. Right, play long notes da 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 da. Sustain the sounds forward. Be careful about pushing individual notes. And we need to make sure that as the trumpet line takes over for the horn line and it gets higher, that the trombones and the lower horns and the lower trumpets underneath the first trumpets, measure 83 and 84, that we keep that sound bigger so that there's a cushion underneath there. Yeah, first clarinet's gonna be a little bit more careful about being in tune and playing with a good sound in that throat register. Second, third clarinet's when you come in, it needs to be bigger, right? Float the sound, la di da da da. Float from the D to the A. Make sure you're picking up your fingers at the same time, so there's not gunk between those slurs in there. Yeah, I like to hear these cadence measures with a softer beat too. Da di di da da da, da di di da da da, not da da. Don't push the second beat. Relax to the second beat. Yeah, trumpets, take a breath between measure the first note, second note, and measure 145. Not between the bar line on 145 and 146. Good. Even more lower trumpets as that first trumpet part goes up there higher and higher. We got to hear more lower trumpets. And the last note before the rest, I think, dee da da da. Make those notes longer before the eighth note rests. Yeah, we need to arrive in tune with all those unison notes before 184, and that high concert D has got to be in tune. It's just an awful lot of pushed pushed sounds in the flutes and clarinets, right? If you wanted some of you to play down octave, that's fine. The oboes are the only person in the octave lower with the first trumpet, so we could put more people on that octave. Getting back to the trumpet balance, when you have a chord like on the second beat of 172, the second beat of 176, the second beat of 178, it's a chord that's in root position, C, E, G, concert. You're written D, F sharp, A, and when the fifth is on the top of the sound, it's very bright, so you have to lead from the bottom part of the trumpet choir. Ya-da-da-dee-da-da, bomb. That melodic note should go to the next downbeat. I'll let you finish and I'll have some more comments. Yeah, that's a this is such a challenging piece of music. When Frank Erickson passed away, I programmed this piece with the second band, the symphonic band at Cal State Hayward. And a lot of people said, "Oh, you're playing toccata for band with a college band. What are you doing?" Well, this is a real piece. You know, there's content in this piece, and it's a challenge to play it really, really well. And one of the challenges is the pacing of the thing, the keys that he asked the band to play, and all of a sudden they get into the key of D and in the key of C at the end. And these keys are bright, and you have to play, and all of a sudden you're playing B chords and A chords and D chords, and they're not so user-friendly for wind instruments. And at the same time, then you're asked to get louder and louder and louder, and the pacing of the piece and the physical fatigue that is a part of playing the piece. It's very difficult to stay in control and play with a beautiful, relaxed sound. Good, I think the flute can be just a little softer. Good, nice on the horn, but don't stop. Move your air forward there. More of the second horn, top trombone there in measure 9. More second flute, less first flute. Be careful when you play all unison. The one measure 12 in the downbeat. That concert F's pretty loud. Yeah, you have to think of those gestures as connected. Right, those gestures are a part of the same phrase. Really nice pitch there. The clarinet came in right inside of the trumpet texture. Very nice. Yeah, just a little bit more of the bass clarinet bassoon sound. Right, as we add these little solo lines, we want to make sure that each of them is more present and we hear them. Yeah, that's tough. Dee da da has got a little, kind of a little bit too much diminuendo, too fast on the bass instrument. So his bass clarinet, his bassoon, Barry saxophone. All of a sudden, we just completely deflated there across the bar from 28 into 29. Lead the crescendo into measure 30 from the alto saxophone, third clarinet octave. Not from the top octave. Yeah, just too much isolation of sounds by putting too much of a gap when you breathe. Breathing after a dotted quarter notes, breathing after half notes, just puts too much of a gap or across the bar lines. Thank you. Yeah, I think the horn, we're hearing the horn just fine. If you can play it a little bit more delicately, that would be good. Remember, it's just you and the bassoons, third clarinet. There's not much going on there that is potentially in competition with the bassoon. Nice job on the oboe. Very good control. Yeah, I think when I worked with you on this piece, I didn't address the beginning at all. Maybe we might have started at 60 or 68. But it's a challenging piece. There's so much exposure, so much kind of using of just choirs of sound, small instrumental combinations. I talked to you guys about not isolating notes and not shaping individual notes, but that's still going on all of the levels at 60 to 68, right? Make sure that you're moving your air forward and you're thinking the long phrase. It gets very easy to play one note at a time. Yeah, we have to make sure we remember to look at the little tiny word before 60 or 84, crescendo, right? We just kind of got ourselves too loud too soon and got stuck in the mode where it wasn't moving forward. And because you don't have any percussion to help you there, there's no bass drum roll or snare drum or suspended cymbal roll or timpani, right? The wind players are responsible for 100% of that crescendo. I'll let you finish and I'll have some more comments. That's a tough ending. So we have to make sure that everything is supported. And that, especially as you're playing and as your range gets lower, like that third trombone part, it's just down there in that range where it's very difficult to get a pure focus sound or even the low clarinet sound. So what we lose is the depth below the sounds. We have all these beautiful kind of upper woodwind threads, and then we're not layering enough body underneath those threads. Yeah, but that's a challenging piece of music. It's a very... very difficult. Now we're on to something completely different. I've heard this piece a couple of times since I worked with you on it. A very nice performance by a high school band, but unfortunately it was in a gymnasium. And so the environment did not help this piece at all. Too much reverb going on. But looking forward to hearing how this piece has improved since the last time I heard it. Yeah, we gotta have the vibes project out to the front a little bit more. Good. Yeah. So we gotta make sure you're playing the vibes with a mallet that's gonna allow that to project out a little bit more. Yeah, stay relaxed, slow down your air. When you're tonguing and you're playing loud in the low register of a trombone, euphonium, and you move your air too fast, then you're not going to get that big sound. So it's hard, but you have to do it. You have to slow down your air. Well, that crotale is really ringing. It's great. Yeah, we got to get more flutter tongue in the middle of that horns. I don't hear the quality of that flutter tongue sound nearly half. Yeah, only mezzo forte and a suspended cymbal. When the band releases, the cymbal releases and then rings, and it should ring softer. Yeah, it's got to be a little more articulate in the trombones, a little more articulate. Softer, 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 right? We should have this all this energy, and then we should whisper that chord. Yeah, I'm going to make sure that there's a feeling that it's a quartet of sounds. Tuba, euphonium, two horn sounds. Tuba, euphonium, two horn sounds. It's a quartet of sounds. The horn sound shouldn't separate quite so much from the low sounds there. Nice job on the saxophones and the clarinets at 87. That's tough to control at that low range, and saxophone in particular. Yeah, long air. La da 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 da. Not da 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 da. Long air. Yeah, we should be careful that when we get all these parts that kind of layer on top of one another, and then we have these various entrances, it sounds like a round or a cannon, that we don't get too competitive with one another, right? Keep it under control. Don't shout your part out too much. Tenor saxophone line, we have to hear that more. Da 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 da, as it rises up out of the texture. Right, it's really the interesting part of it, not the other stuff. And it eventually turns into this big scale you hear right there before 142. But the beginning of all that is the tenor sax part in measure 132. Yeah, those accents I think can be gentler. Dee dee da da, right, just to separate the phrases, right? The note before it is a part of the earlier phrase, not quite so much aggressive accent. Make sure you go flat horns, la da da, where you play your high F to E flat, then it's, as you go to release it, gets flat, sinks down. Yeah, so the bass drum is awful loud. Yeah, she sings too soon, unfortunately. I can't hear the trombones at all on your glissando. It's tough, but we got to hear it. It's got to come out from underneath the horn sound more. And the woodwind players that are going doodle doodle that in the next last bar need to not play so loud so that we can hear the trombone energy that moves up. It's in a more aggressive way. Yeah, I thought certainly it's a lot better than last time I heard. This is a big piece. And I think we're just getting a little overexcited at times and projecting too much intensity. Nicely played. Always great to hear the Hopkins High School musical ensembles.